Fala. There are more people that are possible edus, the gaboim and the muhsin, the tax collectors. But it's not in the Mishnah. So why did they add them on afterwards? Meikara originally suffer. They thought Maidikayetz Luka Shakli. Whatever was set and fixed was what was taken as tax. Kaven de Chazu de Koshakli Yisera, since they saw that they took an additional amount above what was set and fixed, Paslinhu, then they say, oh, you're not so kosher v'yosher. You're not exactly taking what you're obligated to take from the king. So therefore, your taka posala edus and the tax collectors were now added from the brisa, an additional list that they became invalid for edus. Amar Rava, Rava says, Roya sha'amru, the brisa says that a roa, a shepherd, is posala edus. Why? Because he's also not makbid on other people's mammon. Echad roya behema daka ve'echad roya behema gasa. It's all inclusive. It's whether or not it's a fat, larger animal or it's even a small, skinny animal. Frekting marakasha umi amar Rava hachi. Does Rava actually say this? But don't I have Rava stating whenever the Gemara is going to say umi amar Rava hachi, the Gemara is going to say, now quote a quotation from Rava that Rava says anderish. Rava says somewhere else a different statement that seems to counter this statement of Rava. Va'amar Rava, but doesn't Rava say, Roed behema daka v'Eretz Yisrael psulim, a skinny animal in Eretz Yisrael is pasul, but b'chutz la'aretz, if you are a shepherd of a behema daka, skinny animal in chutz la'aretz, then they're kosher, k'sherin. Roed behema gasa, afilu b'Eretz Yisrael k'sherin. But if you're roa behema gasa, a fat animal, then even in Eretz Yisrael kosher. So the Gemara says, no, that's not akasha. So what's the steer? What's the akasha of the Gemara? It's clear that in Chutz Laretz, Rava holds that a roa behema daka, a roa behema gasa is what? Kosher. And you're telling me that Rava's statement in the Brisa is that the clarification and the qualification of roa or shepherd applies both to a behema daka, both behema gasa. That's not true. Because I know that in Chutz Laretz, right? I'm sorry, I know that even in Eretz Yisrael, a behema gasa is kosher from the other statement of Rava. So your two statements contradict each other. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood the context of that other statement of Rava. Hahu b'nei gadlin itmar. That's when you're bringing up these animals in your own field. B'megadlin itmar, so then the Gemara says, if you have a behema gasa that doesn't run around everywhere and stays in your field, so then we're not worried that it eats other people's stuff if you bring it up. But if you're a shepherd and you're walking around, so that's what Rava's statement was, that echad behema daka, both behema daka, a skinny animal and a fat animal, no matter what the situation is, they're going to eat. And as you're walking by the other people's property, they're going to eat from the other people's property. That's not b'megadlim, that's b'roa itmar. That's when you're going from place to place. You're being a shepherd. Then, no matter what type of animal, you're going to become pasul le'edus. If you're just bringing up the animal, so then we only pasul for what type of animal? A behema daka. Why do we pasul for behema daka by megadlin? So Rashi says, look at Rashi megadlin itmar. She megadlin osam bibateyem. They bring these animals up in their own houses, va'afilu hachi b'Eretz Yisrael psulim megadle behema daka. So why do you pasul behema daka, skinny animal in Eretz Yisrael? Davida de mishamta v'ra'ata. Because these animals, these small skinny animals, they slip under the fence and they get out and they go into other people's properties, and a behema daka has the ability to get to other people's stuff. But a behema gasa, that's a fat, large animal that doesn't drink skin milk lattes like this, but is a large animal that can't get through the fences, so then that's going to be a problem. Avagasalo mishanta v'efshel lenotra avaroa, but the bigger animals you'll be able to watch, and therefore by megadlim they're kosher even in Eretz Yisrael. Good, everyone okay? Hachanami mistabra. The Gemara says this is also very logical. Midiktani, from the fact that the Brisa states, Nemon alai shlosha roi bakar. What did the Mishnah say? What did the Braisa say? Neman alai shlosha roi bakar. Right? Mechlaldi lo kablinu alei lo mehemne. So the Gemara says, if you're mekabel shlosha roi bakar, they're puzzle, they're kasha le'edis. Mashma, without your Kabbalah, without your own acceptance, Zook, they're going to be puzzle. Thank you, Max. My lav le'edus. Isn't the Braisa talking about four edus? And therefore you see that Gimel Roi Bakar, that Roim are psulim. Mar says, no, lo. Ledinok. It's talking about to be dayanim. How do you know it's talking to be dayanim, that Nemar Alai Gimel Roi Bakar? Someone tell me without reading the next line of the Gemara. Or read the next line of Gemara and tell me. How do you know when the Gemara says Nemar Alai Gimel Roi Bakar, that it's not talking about edus and it's not a proof that a roa is puzzle? No, how do you know that it's talking about Diana? We're not talking about back then. Right now, the Gemara is just bringing a Braisa and it's saying, oh yeah, Ravi, you're right, because they're puzzle edus otherwise, just like the Braisa says, were it not for you to accept them upon yourself, they would have been puzzle. And isn't the Braisa talking about edus? And the Gemara says, no, the Braisa is not talking about edus. The Braisa is talking about Dionys. How do you know the Braisa is talking about Dionys? Very simple, Rabbi Osai. Read the Braisa clearly.
Why would you need three?
Why would you need three? Right. Sounds like if you have a number of three, it sounds like you're in the world of Dionys, not in the world of Edus. Okay. That's exactly what the Gemara says. One second. Dekanami diktoni shloisha roi bakar. And I'll give you a diuk. Deka, diuk. You want a diuk? A deka. Dekanami diktoni. It's meduyuk that it's talking about Dionys. Diktoni shloisha, because it states shloisha roi bakar. Ve'ila Edus. And if it's talking about Edus like Rava's din, shloisha lamali. I'm not saying it's invalid to have three, but what are you killing yourself to get three? Two is sufficient. Ve'elamai, give me 1 second, Max. Sorry, ve'elamai ledina. Okay, so maybe you're right. So it's dina. So it's for dayanim. Ma'ir yishlosha roi bakar. Why does the Braisa have to say that three shepherds are puzzle? The log miri dini nami. But any Amma Aretz that doesn't know that halachas, even if he's not a shepherd, is puzzle for Dionys. Right, Rabbi Isai? We know this from our Masam, from our Perek. You need to be a Gomer, you need to be knowledgeable. Zok de Gemara, you're right, Hachikomer. Afilu hani delo shchichi b'yishov. Even these that are not common in the Yishov. Rashi says, "V'lo ro, v'lo shamu iske din bein adam l'chaveru ikablino alei lo matzim ahadir." The Braisa is saying a bigger chiddush. You're right. Anyone who's not knowledgeable is possible adun. But here the chiddush was is that you might think this is a case where I accepted upon myself gimel roi bakar. I was mekablin on myself. You might think that, wait a second, these people are such out of towners. They're not even from Deal. They're from like Oklahoma. They're like mamish people who are not shchicha b'yishiv at all. Like mamish Nebraska, like mamish out of town. So maybe I would think that even if I accept it upon myself, it's not binding. Kamash Malon, that no. That's the added chiddush, that even Gimel Roi Bakar, that are such out of towners, that they're mamish shepherds in the field. And you would think that the acceptance of Kabbalah is not binding. Kamash Malon, it's binding. So that's why we had it to teach you, even specifically this halacha by Gimel Roi Bakar. Not that it doesn't work without accepting; that it does work with accepting. It's two sides of the same coin. Yeah.
So it's bothering me that the Gemara is assuming that all shepherds are not knowledgeable, when like all our avot were shepherds, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd, and David was a shepherd. That bothers me. And also,
well, Sakai, can I answer that?
Yeah.
Times change. I'm saying. And back in the day, in those times, like, that was the business. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that was, like, if you go around to the Bedouins and say, oh, you're a shepherd, you're not knowledgeable, they'll be like, what do you mean? That's like top-notch, like, if you have a nice flock that... So, back in the day, that was... Once, you know, Am Yisrael started developing, and then there was classes, so then it developed into that. Yeah, what was your second question?
And like, Moshe Rabbeinu was also a shepherd, and like, he was considered one of the members of Sanhedrin, right?
Yeah.
So like, it's not like the same thing. It just doesn't make sense. Like,
no. So I think it developed and it changed. Meaning this brisa was something that developed based on. Listen, this could change in every all the time. This is not definite. Chazal were saying, we see what's going on in the world. We see what these people are involved with, we see what not. So therefore, they said that these people have a certain problematic status. But that can change, and it not necessarily that it was historically like that.
But none of the three are gomer.
Right, but that's...
I thought one of them has to be
gomer.
So
it's only through Kiblu Elayu. It's only because you're accepting it. Otherwise, they would have been puzzled. You're right. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, "What do you need to jump to Gimel Roy Bucker? Even if they're not Gomer, they're Pussel. Even if they're not Roy Bucker." So the Gemara says, "You're right. The Chiddush is that even if I'm Makabel, it's binding when it comes to even Roy Bucker." Good, Chevra. Viter and Chas and Poska. Amar of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says. Stam Roy Apostle. Rabbi Yehuda says to Max Harvey Steinberg, although your Avos HaKdoshim were Roa, Bizman HaZeh, a Stam Roya, you meet a Roa on the street, he's Apostle Bizman HaZeh. Stam Roya, you don't even have to know anything about him, you could assume that he's Apostle. Stam Gabai, what's a Gabai? Not the guy who gives out Shlishi and Chamishi. The Gabai is the Gabai Tztaka, the Gabai who collects the taxes for the king. See, he's kosher. Why? This is fascinating what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, because again, before we said they're puzzle, and now you're telling us it's only puzzle in certain situations. Why is that? So why are you backtracking? Rashi says, Stam gabe kosher ad de shaminan be de shakol yisei raso. The Gemara says the reason why a gabai earlier we passled him is because why did the Gemara say the Gemara we started off with today? Why did the Gemara originally think that a gabai originally was kosher and then we passled him because something changed? So the Gemara says there was chimun mamon because the Gemara says that they thought he only took his fixed amount and then when they saw he took more, so then they decided to passel it. So now Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Max Harvey, that idea that they passeled him because he took more, that's only if you know about it. But if it's stuck, whoa. If it's stoma, Givaldic. If it's stoma, and you don't know that he takes an additional amount, Chevra, says Rabbi Yehuda, he's not a puzzle. So just because you're an accountant and you're collecting taxes for the IRS doesn't make you puzzle Eidos unless we know that you take more. Okay? Masha Enkin, when it comes to a shepherd, no matter who you are as a shepherd, I don't even have to investigate, then you're automatically puzzled. So why? Says the Gemara, fascinating story. Listen to this. Avud Reb Zeira, the father of Reb Zeira, three lines from the bottom on Chafev and Beisburn, Avud Reb Zeira, Avid Gviusa Tzleser Shnit. 13 years he would collect for the king or for the IRS. When the king or the head of the town, the person who was collecting taxes, came to this town, Lamasa, when Avud Reb Zeira would see the rabbis, Amar Lei, listen to this. You want to hear a rabbinic treatment, extra rabbinic treatment? Listen to this. This is a solid parsonage. Take this and listen to this. Ki havachozi rabbonon, when he would see the rabbis of the town, Avud Reb Zeira would say, Leichami, babachaderecha, go hide in your rooms. Ki avachazi inchi demasa, when he would see the normal, the balabatim, he would say, Amar reish nara asa lamasa, ve'aidna nachis abba lafum bra, ubram lafim abba, umingadza kule alma. Says Rashi, three lines from the bottom of Rashi. Rabbanim Yoshvei here, when he would see the rabbis of the city, so that the governor doesn't see you, Shu Sara ear, he's the head of the city, and he's going to ask, because the population is so large, he's going to ask for a very large tax on the place, and Avud Reb Zeira would try to alleviate the tax from the area. Umadche Sarair, and he would push away the governor. Lemor Shioshve Muatim, there are not so many inhabitants here. They ain't Mimi Legavos, and I don't have a lot of people to collect from. But when he would see the regular people in town, Nochus Abba Lefumbra, he would say, Yishchid is Aab Lefne Aben, Kalimer Yigbe Mehen Mamun, Mingzu, Mischabin. So he wouldn't say the same message. He would say something in a little bit, he wouldn't say directly that they should go hide, but he would say the governor is coming and he's going to collect a lot of money and he's going to cause tsar for the families. He's going to shech the kid from the parents and the parents from the kids, and it's going to cause a lot of money. It wasn't the exact same state. What? Give out. Frektemi iri akasha that I knew you were going to ask me. Beautiful. Frektemi iri Max Hoffman's kasha. Frektemi iri dina de malchusa dina. So how are you able to steal from the governor? So,
doesn't the rough say that really stealing business somebody that doesn't pay taxes?
Really stealing more than taxes, just came and didn't.
Zok the Meiri, exactly what Zok is saying. I love this. This is the Shaklatari and the Meiri. Zok the Meiri, no. He says there's a difference between saying, this is how much you have to pay me, and this is where you pay me, the bill is due, such and such, pay me. Cheating on the IRS, when they tell you a specific amount based on your salary, that's something else. This is a priori. The governor is coming, and there's a relative amount that he's deciding at whim how much he's going to charge, and we're creating a scenario that we're not going to have to pay a lot of people because we're now going to have the people go on vacation or hide in the rooms that they're not going to have to pay.
Purposely tricking him. You're purposely tricking him. I'm trying
to make it a way that the tax that will be billed on this will be lower amount. The Meiri says that's not guessing. That's not dinin de malchus. That's something that the Meiri says is mutter based on this gemara. Why was there a different language to the Talmidei Chachamim than to the Amoraites? So this, some of the Rishonim write this fits very well with the Gemara Baba Basra and Daf Ches Amud Aleph, that the Talmidei Chachamim don't have to pay tax. They should be supported by the community. And that's similar to what the Gemara is saying over here. But you see, what? You see from this Gemara. Oh, from the business. Yeah, tell them to talk about this Gemara. Tell them about the Meiri. Yeah, you see from this Gemara, Rabosai, you see from this Gemara, that there's something that's going on over here. That with the taxes, but what? Bottom line, what do we need this for? Excellent question, Max. Excellent answer, Zook. But Lamaisa, what do we need this for? We need this for the following. You see that the Gaboyim were not necessarily psulim la'idus. Reb Zeir was a great guy. The father of Reb Zeir was a great guy. He's trying to help out the tzarachim of Am Yisrael, even though he worked for the king, even though he was a tax collector, and still he was such a great guy. So the Gemara is using this story that Rabbi Yehuda to back up Rabbi Yehuda's statement that Stam Gabbai is not possible.
Why would the Gabbai be possible in the first place? Like, what was the reasoning?
The Gemara said that, the Gemara we started off with. The Gemara says, we thought originally that they took the amount that the Gabbai, that the Melech wants. Meikara Sover, look at the top line. Meikara Sover, my dekoyitz lehud kashakli. Right? The beginning of the Gemara we started. Kevin dechazet kashakli yiserasa. When we saw that they took an additional amount, they were pocketing some cash, then we passel them. So on that, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's only if you know about it. But Stam Gabbai is not necessarily passel, and he backs up and he substantiates what he said from the story of Avuah de Reb Zeir. Good?
Yep.
Zok to Gemara. Amar le mimani boy. Oh, sorry. I stopped in the middle of the line. The Gemara says, "Ubrala famabu umingzul kuli alma," and everyone should go high kiyasa. Amalei miman nevoy. And then when the king comes, he's going to say, "Oh, who am I going to collect from?" So he wasn't as explicit when it came to the hamonam. He was more explicit to the talmidei chachamim. But bottom line, Rabbi Zeir was trying to tell people to try to avoid the king as much as possible, so he's not going to have so many people to collect from. So he's a good guy. Kinicha nafshi. What does that mean? Kinicha nafshi. When Reb Zeira, noch nafshe, when his nefesh was noch, when he died, when he was dying, Amar Lei, Shkulu Tlesar Mo'i Ditsairebe Besadin. Take 13 coins that are put aside in my pouch, Vahadre Le Laplanya, and give it back to such and such a person. Deshaklisinu mine, because I took it from him, Velo Itzchule, and the king never obligated me to give it to him in the end, and therefore I want to make sure to give back any money that I took that wasn't necessary for the actual tax. So what do you see from the fact that on his deathbed he was so makbid to give back any extra mamon? You see from here that what, like the Gemara is saying, a stam gabai obviously is what, Rabosai? Is kosher. Zok tehele Gemara weiter. Am Rab Shimon says, v'tchilo ha'yikaranos en osvei shviyis. Now we're talking about another psul in the Mishnah on Chaf Hamabes. Again, the Mishnah on Chaf Talad Hamabes, I'm sorry. Ve'eloin ha'psul en ha'masach ha'bekovi ha'mamil v'ribes ma'frich yonim is soich rei shviyis. Person who does business when? During the fruits of the seventh, with the fruits of the seventh year. Osvei shviyis. So Rab Shimon said something weird. Rab Shimon said, v'tchilo ha'yikaranos on osvei shviyis. Originally, we called them the collectors of the fruits from the seventh year. Mishurabu anasim, when the people who stole our money came and the bandits came, chazu lekrosan sochrei shviyis. So then we only called them sochrei shviyis. What's going on there in the Mishnah? What? Why are you calling these people different names? What transpired? What happened? What changed? So the Gemara says as follows. My Kalmer, what's the Mishnah talking about? Clarification. Don't understand the Mishnah. Come on, Max Harvey. My Kamar, Amar Aviuda, Hachi Kamar, Bitchilu Hayu Omrim Osve Shviyas. Originally, we used to call these people Stam, Osve Shviyas, Ksherin, Sochrin, Psulim, the ones who collect the fruits from the seventh year. They're still kosher. You're allowed to eat the fruits from the seventh year. Sochrin, if you do business with the fruits from the seventh year, then you're possible. Misherabu Mamtsie Mos Laniim. Va'ozlu aniyim va'osvelahu umaisi chazru lomer echod zeh ve'echod zeh psulim. What happened, Rabosei? What changed? What changed? Someone help me out here. Misherabu mamtzie mos laniyim. What would happen? The balabatim would do shtick. They would do like this. I'm going to give tzedaka to these aniyim, right? What am I going to get back? A kickback. You heard of these stories. But the kickback. This is what the FBI is all over, the kickbacks.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know. Listen to this kickback. This is where it all started. And the aniyim would go, the asvi luhu, and they would collect for themselves, umaisu, and they would collect for themselves, not for themselves, sorry, they would collect for the balabatim that gave them money, the fruit. So basically, they're indirectly, they're looking, oh, big bout stalker, I can write it off of my taxes, gewaldig. And what's happening in the end? I'm getting perishvias through this. I know these aniyim are going to give me a kickback. They're going to give me back the perishvias. Chazru, no. The rabbi learned the shtick. Chazru leimer. Before the New York Times gets on this, echod zeh ve'echod zeh psulin. These people are all invalid, are all possible. Azoy zok the Gemara. What? No. Meaning echad soichrei echad oisve.
Even though the aniyim are technically doing business with the fruit, they're selling fruit, shmita fruit, or for money.
I don't know if the aniyim are puzzle. Because they have a mach maschim and mammon, they really are willing to do this. This is a thing. I hear. So Gemara asks the kasha: Misharab mamtzie mos laniim vaz laniim vaasvelu umaisi chazur lomer echad zeva echad zeva. The kasha ba bnei rechava. The Gemara says that can't be the pshat. Haimisha Rabu Anasib, the Mishnah says when the bandits came and changed the status. This should be Misharabu Hatagarim. This is not, that has nothing to do with bandits, this has to be with businessmen. People did this shticky business in order with the Aniyim in order to make more money. That's not Misharabu Anasim. So if you want to say Pshat in the Mishnah that what happened was that they changed from Osvei Shvius to Socharei Shvius, so that can't be because of Anasim, that's because of Tagarim, Miboyle. Everyone get that? The Gemara says it doesn't fit with what transpired in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that we changed the status of who was Pasul from Osvei to Sochre, from Anasim, from bandits, from people that were Ma'anis them, that forced them, not from Tagarim. Originally we said both Osvei and Sochre are Pasul. Oh, no, you're right. Echadze Osvei, in the Gemara's Havamina, Osvei would have been the Aniyim also. Yeah, they both were Pasul, Osvei and Sochre. Now the Gemara rejects that, exactly what Max is saying, yeah. Originally the Osvim, the Aniyim, and the other people would have been Pasul, Osvim and Sochre. Then Mishirabu Ha'anosim, so they change it. So the Gemara says, that's not a good explanation on what happened and what transpired, because this has nothing to do with Anosim, it just has to do with Mishirabu Ha'tagorim. But again, in Achnami, yes, Max, 100%. That's what exactly what the Gemara meant when it said Echadzev Echadzev Psulim means both the Aniyim and the Balabatim. But the Gemara just says it doesn't fit in with what the Misharabu was. What got to be more? Not the bandits, not the people that forced them. It should just be Misharabu Atagarim, and that's not what the Mishnah says. When the merchants became a lot, and it became common practice, so then the rabbis chanted. Originally they said both the collectors and the people that ended up paying money for it were pasul. Misharabu anasim, but then when people came in, goyim, came in and started forcing us to pay money, shalokidin, umay ninu, arnona, a tax, when they came in and forced us to pay tax, then, kidemachriz Rabbi Yanai said and announced, when the Anosim and the bandit and the people cause you to pay a tax. Rashi says, Arnona, Mas Shagoba Amelach Menatvuos, Kach Vekach Kurin Menasadalishana. You have to pay this amount from your field every year. Rabosa, by the way, the taxes in apartments in Israel. Anyone who rents an apartment in Israel, if you live there, I lived there for 2 years, you have to pay Arnona. That's what it's called, Arnona. This is from this Gemara. Arnona, so the Gemara says, Chazru Loimar, Oisvin Ksherim, Seichrim Psulim. When they saw that they were doing this and they were planting in the fields and they were doing this in order to pay the tax, so then they said, that's really not their fault. That's Nebuch on their part. They have these anusim that are coming in. So now they said, oh, only the oisvim are ksherim, the soichrim, the people who mamish do business, they're psulim. But we wanted to lower down the psul edus because there were a lot of people that were planting and were taking care and collecting the fruits in order to pay the tax. And if you're just trying to pay the tax, that shouldn't invalidate you from being psul edus. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Yanai announced that for the tax, poku vizaru b'shvius. Rabbi Yisai, are you allowed to plant during Shemitah? No, you're not allowed to plant during Shemitah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So why should a tax change anything? Am I allowed to be with Chal Shabbos in order to pay a tax?
That's Derech, so this is Derabbanan.
Why is this Derabbanan?
Since the Kedushas Aretz wasn't there.
Oh, so Max and Mechavin to some of the Rishonim over here. When you see this Gemara, and you see Rabbi Yanai announce to the public that there's a tax and therefore you're allowed to plant during Shemitah, so Walski, your eyes should light up. I want to see those eyes open wide. Why in the world for a tax am I allowed to work the field now?
Not
why?
It's not for you.
Who cares? It's an Isser. And if I do a Malecha Shabbos, it's not for me, but I cook for you. You're coming to my house for Shabbos, December 19th? You know what? I'm not going to eat, but I'm very busy on Friday. I'm going to cook for you, not for me. You should not be Yotzu with my Kiddush if that's not what I'm going to do.
Right.
What's this Gemara talking about? Azar Rabbi Yanai. Poku vuzar b'shrius, because it's not your fault, because there's a tax collector that's against your will. It's unbelievable Gemara. So all the Rishonim have to get up and explain over here. This is a problematic Gemara. this Gemara is going to change. Guess what, Rabosai? You want to talk hak? The Heter Mechira. Who knows what the Heter Mechira is? Selling what to the non-Jews? Lands. Let's talk about it. Let's first see how the Rishonim answer this question. How could Rabbi Yannai? That's just called Mechir. That's not Heter Mechir. It is a Heter and it's a Mechir. It's similar to this concept, but that's not what it's called. Poku Zara B'Shvius. Zakt Rashi. Everyone have the Rashi. It's like the fourth Rashi. It's the fifth Rashi. One, two, three. Fourth Rashi on the daf. Poku Vuzara B'Shvius. Shvius B'Zman Azer D'Rabbanan. Oh, like Max Harvey says, Shvius B'Zman Azer D'Rabbanan. So since it's only D'Rabbanan, therefore what? Oh, now you're allowed to do things mid-D'Rabbanan. You're allowed to do things mid-D'Rabbanan. Things that are only awesome in Durabbanan, so therefore, if it's very expensive, it's difficult, so therefore Durabbanans I don't have to be makir about. Rabosai, there's a Durabbanan I'm thinking about right now that's very, very relevant in about 6 hours, and the Rambam says that you have to sell the shirt off your back to be mekayim that Durabbanan. Near is Hanukkah. What's so geschlecht about Durabbanans? Durabbanans, who says that you don't have to, let's say you have a lo sasem in Durabbanan. Let's say you have Gvinas Akum in front of you. Let's say you have Cholov. Let's say you have Basar Oaf with Cholov, a cheese, a KFC cheese sandwich, cheese chicken sandwich, I don't even know if they make. But it doesn't taste so good. You don't have to pay all the money in the world in order not to eat that? The Ramah says that in order not to be over an Isser, you have to pay all the money that you own, every single dime. You have to sell that Adidas shirt, Swalski. So for a Durabbanan, you don't? Apparently Rashi is saying for a Durabbanan, you don't.
Aren't there bonds already D'Oraisa? Because you have like
the... Oh, the Rambam Shita. Isn't every Durabbanan a Mikoyach D'Oraisa? So Spurn's saying, I've had that Durabbanan. Issa Durabbanan, you have to pay all your mammon, just like by an Issa D'Oraisa. So why is Rashi saying, oh, I solved the issue! It's only Durabbanan! And therefore what? It's still Usser. Unless one suggests the following. Maybe what Rashi means is the following. Maybe what Rashi means is that the rabbis enacted on a level of the Rabbanan Shvius because for some reason the D'Oraisa Shvius does not exist and does not meet its requirement. So Shemitah is not D'Oraisa. And Rashi is going to explain to us in a second why. Rashi says, why is it not D'Oraisa? Debatla Kedushas Haaretz. Because the Kedusha of the land was nullified. It's no longer in existence. So what did the rabbis do? On a level of the Rabbanan, so that we remember the concept of Shemitah, we have a rabbinic ordinance to mimic Shemitah, right? But once the rabbis are the one that are introducing and inventing it, so then what?
They could
repeal it and put the brakes on it when certain situations apply. So maybe the rabbis in initially setting up this halacha of Shvius D'Rabbanan, they said, Rabbi Yannai's case, that when the Arnona comes, we're not enacting Shemitah. So it's not that we're violating a D'Rabbanan, Litzorech, saving our money, Cha'alila v'chas, Rashi would never say that. Avada D'Rabbanans and Isurim D'Rabbanans that are on the books would be usher and you have to lose all your money just like you have to do by D'Oraisa. But perhaps what Rashi was saying was that implied in the original enactment of D'Rabbanan was that a scenario of Arnona, of tax, then we're not enacting the din of Shvius. Why is it only D'Rabbanan? Fundamentally, why is it only D'Rabbanan? Says Rashi, I'll tell you why. Rabosai, I want you to know this Rashi. This Rashi is one of the most famous Rashis in Maseches Sanhedrin. Rashi says a wild chiddush that only him and one other Rishon pasken like this lahalacha. There's a fundamental question about whether or not Eretz Yisrael was Niskadesh originally, had Kedusha originally from Yoshua, and then had a Kedusha Shnia in Ezra, right? Was it La'asud Lava or not? It's a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. It's a Machloikis Tanoim throughout the Gemara. Almost all the Rishonim Paskin as follows. Listen to me. Although Kedusha Rishona from Yoshua, Kidsha L'Shaita V'lo Kidsha La'asud Lava, The Kedusha Rishona, the original Kedusha sanctification of Yeshua on Eretz Yisrael, was temporary and did not last forever. Kedusha Shnia, Kedusha L'Shaita, V'Kedusha L'Asilava. The second Kedusha did create its existence, it was sanctified originally, and it stayed L'Asilava. Why would one differentiate between the Kedusha of Yeshua and the Kedusha of Ezra? Who could think of a discrepancy between the way they conquered the land and the way they sanctified the land by Yeshua versus the Gulish, the Geula Shnia in Ezra? What's oh, beautiful then. One was with war and one was without war. One was conquering and one was just inhabiting. Zokter Rav Chaim Brisker, maybe the reason why Kedusha Shnia was everlasting and Kedusha Rishayna was only temporary was because if you create the Kedusha based on war, so once you're kicked off the land and you lose the war and you lose, you're not in power anymore, so then what? The Kedusha's gone. But if it's just never was created through kibush, through conquering, so maybe that Kedusha is something that could even be everlasting and could continue forever. But bottom line, that's a machlokes tanaim on the books. And most of the Rishonim paskin la'alacha, Kedusha Shnia, Kedusha L'Shaita, v'Kedusha L'Asilava.
That's the same truth.
Who does Rashi, I just gave it away. Who disagrees? Who is one of the two Rishonim that disagree with the Psak of that Gemara?
Rashi
and the Sefer HaTruma. Rashi and the Sefer HaTruma were of the opinion that no, there is no Kedusha Haaretz, even Bizman Hazeh, because Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shnia like it Shalasalava. And Rashi says in those three little words, can you imagine? There's a little story about a person who's Pasul Eidus in a Mishnah on Chavdalit. And Rashi's explaining why Rabbi Yannai made a statement they are allowed to plant because of the Arnona. And on that Rashi says, by the way, all of Kedushas Haaretz, everything that exists in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh, it's not Midrash, it's only Midrabanan. Because why? Because there's no Kedusha of the land. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I'm telling you that Rov Rishonim do not hold like Rashi in the Sefer HaTruma, and we hold that there is Kedushas Haaretz, Bizman Hazeh, it's endowed with Kedusha. Rabbi Belazon, does that mean that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is all Deoraisa? So on that, the answer is no. For another entirely different reason.
Rove.
Oh, beautiful. Rove. Beautiful. The Gemara says in Gittin and Daf Lamed Vav, as Zuck learned in his Shiurim and Prozbul, and the Gemara, we're going right now, we're mamish, we're holding by the end of the semester, Rabosai. Now I'm telling you to think back all the way to the beginning of the Tuesday Shiurim when we gave Shiurim on Prozbul, when we talked about if Prozbul Bizman Hazeh is Deraisa Derabanan. So we mentioned a machloikes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, and we paskin like Rebbe about this. Rebbe says that the dinim of Shemitah and the dinim of Yovel are linked to one another. And just like Bizman Hazeh, is there any Yovel? The answer is no, because the Torah says you need kol or rov yoshveh aleha. You need most of the inhabitants or all the inhabitants to be sitting on the ground in Eretz Yisrael. So anytime Yovel is not going, the 50th year is not going to be in place because you don't have that qualification. What else is not going to be in place? Shemitah as well is not going to be in place. So Shemitah is Derabbanan, not because there's no Kedusha down on the land. Not because there's no Kedusha Haaretz, but rather because of what? Because there's another qualification within the halachas of Shemitah that you don't have Rov. Rabbi Isai, what's the difference? Bottom line, Bizman Hazeh, whether you hold like Rashi, whether you hold like the other Rishonim, Shemitah's Drabbanon. What do I care about the difference? Says the Beis Halevi, I'll tell you the difference. And this was the Beis Halevi's attack on the Heter Mechira. What does the Heter Mechira do? The Heter Mechira says, I could work on the land during Shemitah, I'm a farmer in Eretz Yisrael, because I'm selling the land to who? To the Goyim. So we'll get to the other attacks on the Heter Mechira. But says the Beis Halevi, fundamentally it doesn't work. I'll tell you why. Because There's a practicality and a technicality. Well, again, the Heter Mechira is based on the fact, there's a sugya in Gittin that says, if a goy now buys a land in Eretz Yisrael, not in Eretz Yisrael, I'm sorry, in Surya, in an area where the Kedusha is only Derabbanan, so then the fact that the goy now owns it, that's mafkia, the Kedusha, and you don't have the mitzvah anymore. So, says the Beis HaLevi, that only applies to something which only has Kedusha Sa'aretz, Derabbanan. That can't apply to something which has Kedusha Sa'aretz, Min HaTorah. And even if you want to tell me Shvius practically might only be Derabbanan because you don't have Kol Yoshvei Aleha, but you're not following the rules of what the Gemara in Gittin says, that it's parallel to Surya. If the land is endowed with Kedusha Min HaTorah, just you have a limitation that you don't have practically Shvius Min HaTorah, so then the old concept of the sale, that Yesh Kinyan La'akum La'afkiyam Yad Shumas HaMayis, just doesn't take a place. So says the Beis HaLevi, since we hold Kedusha Shniyah, Kitchel HaShaita, the Kitchel HaSid Lavo, so therefore what does that mean? That means that a sale to a guy is not going to help you. Because you have Kedushas Aretz. Ah, you'll turn back to me and you say, what do you mean, Rabbi Salevi? But Shvius is only Derabbanan. Shvius is only Derabbanan for another technicality, for a reason of inhabitants. That doesn't say anything about the Kedusha of the land. The Kedusha of the land is what? Is Doraisa, is Lusha Allah Shalavo. So now how is a Kenyan of a Goy going to help you? You can't change a Kenyan. A Kenyan of a Goy can't change Kedusha that's endowed on a Doraisa land. The Kenyan of a Goy only helped for Surya, for Syria, for areas that it was only Kedusha Midirabbanan that David HaMelech captured when it wasn't a Kibush Rabim and it wasn't Kedusha to Aretz Min HaTorah. You want to take real bona fide Eretz Yisrael and say that that's not going to be, that now because a Goy owns it and he bought it now, there's no Kedusha to Aretz? The whole Heter Mechira says the Beis HaLevi is flushed down the toilet. Oh, yeah. So says that, but Rabosai, who would hold of the Heter Mechira? Shitas Rashi. Even the Beis HaLevi in his argument would agree that if you take the approach of Rashi, that the whole Kedusha of the land Bizman Hazeh is low kitsha loss at level. It's all a kedusha only on a level derabbanan soalski, and obviously the heter mechira would work. But it's just that who don't we paskin like? We don't paskin like Rashi. Rashi's a shita yichida. He's out in the corner with him and the sefer atruma. He's out on his own. So therefore, says the Beis HaLevi, that is one argument against the heter mechira. If you guys want to know the other arguments of the heter mechira, we could talk about it. But that was just one taina. The first time the Beis HaLevi had a heter mechira. Yeah.
So I have two questions. Well, one's really common. The people that don't hold like Rashi, like they kind of make sense why David HaMelech couldn't build a Beit HaMikdash for the same reason, right? Because of war, and like it would, if it was instituted on war, then like it would lose its kedusha, right? That's kind of like the same thing.
Hashem said it's too much blood.
Yeah, because like because
well, that's a different thing. That's a psul. That's like the Gemara said. The Torah says you're not allowed to use. Put a sword on top of the Mizbeach. So something of the Mizbeach that you can't have something that's vicious. I don't know if it necessarily would mean that the Kedusha would be temporary. There is a separate question about whether or not the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is temporary or not, which is irrespective of this land, this din of Kedusha's hearts. You have to differentiate. It's a good question you're asking, but the Rambam basically answers your question. The Rambam says, even if you hold Kedusha's Haaretz, is not kitshul la'asid lavo, and even if you would argue that there was temporary kedusha, says the Rambam, the Beis HaMikdash area will never lose its kedusha. Ad hayom hazeh, the Rambam says, ad hayom hazeh, you walk onto the Har HaBayis, that's kadosh, and if you do not take care of your tumah, then you are chayev, you are chayev karis for that. And go walk into the mikdash, you know. So the Rambam says, obviously that's something that's nogeh bizman hazeh. So the Rambam asks your question. Rambam says, why do I differentiate between Kedusha of the land, the Kedushas HaAretz that we're talking about, and the Kedushas HaMikdash? You want to know what the Rambam answers?
Well, if there's no Mikdash, then the Kedusha of the land still has to be, there still has to be Kedusha there.
So the Rambam is saying, even if you would hold like the Shita, like Rashi, mm-hmm. or like the Shita that says there's no Kedusha in the land, says that would not have an effect on the Beis HaMikdash.
Why?
Says the Rambam, this fascinating language. Look it up, Rabosai. Perek, I believe it's in Perek Vav of Hilchos Beis HaMechira. Says the Rambam, you listen to this Zuk? Says the Rambam, says the Kedushas of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha of the land are not necessarily connected to one another. And the Rambam says the following. Because Kedushas HaMikdash is a function of Shechina, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then says the Rambam about this. V'Hashechina Eina B'Teva. You can never nullify and get rid of Kedushas HaShechina. Rabbi say, if you remember, we alluded to this in the Parsha Shmuz of Yaakov in Parshas Vayetze, when he walked by the Makom HaMikdash, and only after the dream did he realize that Yiras HaMakom applies even when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. Because the Kedusha of the Shechina, which is the function of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not the edifice, the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash, it's the Shechina, and as the Rambam tells us, Shechina in a betel. So no matter what happens to the actual land, no matter how you slice what you paskin, legabe kedushas haaretz, legabe trumas amaisas trias, that's not going to affect kedushas hamikdash, because that's a function of shechina. Shechina in a
betel. Isn't there a problem now that
So they pointed this out, yeah. So some want to argue that now yovel should be d'oraisa and shmita should be d'oraisa, like you're saying, because now we're getting to be a majority. So many point out that it's not enough just to have a majority. You have to make sure that you have a representation of each shevet of the shvat, which we'll never know, right? Yeah.
And I will, my other question is: do the other people that hold like not like that don't hold like Rashi? They have like I don't understand how their shvat makes sense, because if you want to say that the second kedusha was founded off of inhabitants of the land, then it would have to be nullified when there's no inhabitants of the land, and then when they were exiled for the second time, then it should have been nullified, because if with the no inhabitants, then the...
Right. So unless you hold that inhabitants is a type of kedusha, that like, you know what? Right now I have a house in Fairlawn. I happen to right not be there right now, but that, you know, that's my summer home. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still mine, but conquer is that the second you lose the war, you lost it.
Right.
So I'm saying maybe because it's not through conquering, so even though technically I'm not there, I don't necessarily lose
the
kedusha.
The second that you don't have it anymore, then lose its kedusha.
No, because I'm saying that maybe you can say that it's that I'm just not there right now, but it's something that I endowed without being something that could be lost.
But it's like
a topic lost.
Whether you're ever going to go back.
Right. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
The bottom line, Shemitah will never be derived until Mashiach.
Right. 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 Let's see the top tesis. Misharabu anosim umayniu arnono. Dim timer frek tesis akasha. What's tesis kasha? Read me the tesis kasha. Dim timer. Mishumar noino hitiru lachro shulizro du isra miu deraisa. Says tesis, because of a tax, you're now being matir isurim deraisa. What kind of apikorsis is this? Says tesis, vishlemer derai mairi bishvias bizvanazed derabona. So tesis says, that Shvius is Zvanazeh is Derabbanan. Now, does Tosis go as far as Rashi and say the reason why it's Derabbanan is because there's no Kedushas Haaretz?
No.
No, he never said that. Pashas says Tosis doesn't hold to that explanation. Pashas says Tosis holds like all the other explanations, and Tosis holds that the reason is because of Kol Yoshvei Aleh or some of the other reasons. Not because of Kedushas Haaretz. What? Was Kol Yoshvei Aleh, Rov Yoshvei Aleh, yeah.
There's a footnote that says that.
Oh, Gishma.
So that's what Tosfos holds.
Yeah, but who put the footnote in?
I don't know.
Right. I don't think he put the Maror Mekayimus in, but whoever put Zook's footnote in, which I don't have, which is interesting. What type of Gemara do you have? Oswald?
Yeah.
So that's Gishma. But, so whoever put the footnote in made it easier for you, and this guy who put Zook's footnotes in is a Tam Chacham, so he knew why it would be Terabbanon, and he was alluding to the fact that Tosis does not say what Rashi says, that it's because of Kedushas Haaretz, to say that he was paskin in the Machlekes Tanaim. No, Tosis holds a simple pshat, because of Gittin Lamed Vav. Exactly. Or the guy who put your footnotes in might have come to Prozwal Shir. I don't know. Maybe he came in the beginning of the semester. Inami Yishleimar. Oh, listen to this. This is even more fascinating. Yishleimar, no. It's not Shvius Bazon and Zedderabbanon. But rather what? The pikuach nefesh. There's one time that you're allowed to violate Isurim. There's one time that you're allowed to drive a car on Shabbos. That's in a situation of sakaras nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is why is it pikuach nefesh? Listen to this. I would never have said this in my right mind. Sheshoyel lahem hamelech hamas ve'ein lahem ma yifro'u Umesim mitvisas hamelach. They're gonna die. Because if they don't pay up and they don't give them what, they're gonna either be punished by the king, or maybe he'll just start grabbing as much as possible and they're gonna die. So ultimately, this is going to affect their life, not their livelihood, but their life. So therefore, you're allowed to violate Isurim. Those are two fundamental pshatim in our Gemara. Namely, was Rabbi Yanai talking even to a situation? Not Rabbi Yanai. Rav. Was it Rabbi Chia? Was he talking? Rabbi Yanai, no. Rabbi Yanai, was he talking about a situation that Shvius was Bizman as Adaraisa? And Rabbi said also, this is a little bit of an indirect Pikuach Nefesh. It's like ultimately you're going to be affected that it's. But Taisa says that's Pikuach Nefesh.
Shmita and Nefesh is always Pikuach Nefesh, isn't it? Like, I have to start preparing for, like, you know. For 7 years for this, like, you know, it's like every farmer probably says, it's like my livelihood, that's how I survive. The whole Shemitah is Pikuach Nefesh. I don't understand. See what I'm saying?
No.
So the whole Shemitah is Pikuach Nefesh.
Not really.
Why? Because every farmer, like, it's his livelihood, it's how he survives. I'm not going to survive without
it's not livelihood. You'll have money, you're just not going to make as much. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you.
Same thing with these people.
No. The Melech right now is coming and saying, if you don't give this.
I understand. Oh, then they don't have it.
Otherwise? Right. Meaning they're not going to have the money, so therefore he says you got to plant.
Right.
But during Shemitah, they have organizations that pay these farmers in Israel for a year.
Okay. Nice. Let's go weiter. Rabosai, also another reason why Tosis might have had to come on to the second answer. Is because maybe Taisus was very bothered by the question we asked on Rashi. Even if it's an Issa Rabbanon. But if it's not Pikuach Nefesh, an Issa Rabbanon, how much money do you have to give? All your money. You can't violate Isurim whether they're Rabbanon or Issa. It could be that that's the reason Taisus had to say, no, this was Pikuach Nefesh. And that was the reason why you were allowed to violate it. Otherwise, I don't make chilukim between the Rabbanon and Issa. You got to pay up all your money. Says the Gemara Vayter. Oh, they fixed the clock. Shmack, who did that? Gvaldik. Listen to this fascinating place. I only use the time. Rab Chia Bar Zrunki. Rab Chia Bar Zrunki and Rab Shimon Ben Yotzadok. So Alski, these two guys were hanging out. They were walking to go take care of the leap year. The rabbis have to have a meeting in Asifa and make sure and figure out whether or not if there's valid reasons. Maybe hopefully we'll get up to this. All the sugyas about leap year are in Sanhedrin. I hope to get up to it this year by the end of the semester, but I don't know when we're going to do it because it's on Daf Beis. We have way too much to do. And I still want to do Ben Sora Mora Rabosai. Might have to keep you here till August. The Gemara says that Reb Chia Bar Zrunki and Reb Shimon Ben Yotzadok. Fine, so just don't go to Florida. Have a Kazli. I have a place for you to go. It's a good place. Yeah, it starts with an F also. So the Gemara says Farago, exactly. So the Gemara says Have a Kazli Lavra Shana. They were going to make it a leap year by Asya in the place called Asya. That's important, Rabosai, that they were doing this in Asya. Because Tosos is about to ask.
Where is it?
That's not in Eretz Yisrael. And Tosos asked, look at, just quickly, I can't hold back. La'abra Hashana ba'asya, look at the second Tosos. I'm talking about, hey, chayu ma'abrim ba'asya, ha'asya chutz l'eretzi. Damrinim b'cheskas ha'batim. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that Asya is in chutz l'eretz, right? Asya v'aspanya. And what? You're not allowed to do Ibra Hashana in America, in chutz l'eretz. So why are they going to do Ibra Hashana in America, in chutz l'eretz? No, they were only making the cheshbonos to figure out whether or not it would be an leap year. But to actually make it and call and declare that we're going to add the extra month, that has to be done in Echnami, in Eretz Yisrael proper. So the cheshbonos prior, says Tosos, that could be done in Asya. Who'd they meet on the way? Pogabuhu Reish Lakish. They made Reish Lakish on the way. Itvil ba'adaihu, He started walking with them, right? Amr, Ezel Ichzi Hechi Ovid Uvda. I want to see how they're going to react to the following scenario. Right? What happened? Chazye lahu gavra, they saw a guy, dikakariv. What does Rashi say kariv is? He was plowing. Amr lahen, he said to them, Rish Lakish, Kayin v'chayrish. He's a Kayin. Right? We'll get to why that's important that he's a Kayin. Gemara says, v'chayrish. And he's plowing. Amru loy, well, what's the problem with him plowing? What year was it, obviously? Shemitah. Amru loy, they said back to him in this guy's defense, as they were walking and they were seeing this guy, Yachal Leimar, he has the ability to say back to us, Agiston ani b'soicha. What does Rashi say? Agiston ani b'soicha. Let's see Rashi. Amar lehu reish lakish, koyin v'chayrish. Zek koyin hu shechayrish b'shviyas, da'amrin al kamenach shu v'vaydam l'shviyas. The Gemara is going to tell us that the Koyanim were the people that weren't makbed on shviyas. That's the relevance of him being a koyin. So he can say back in his defense, Agiston ani b'soicha. I'm allowed to be plowing near the shviyas. Why? Socher v'karka shol nachrihu. It's not my land. It's a goy's karka, and I'm working on a goy's karka. Inami mishum arnona sachru balabayis lichrosh. Or, says Rashi, a second daya, it's just like the Gemara earlier, and I'm allowed to do it because this is like the arnona, and obviously it's an area, because it's in Chutz Laaretz that only has kedushas haaretz, derabona. Or even in Eretz Yisrael, it's bezman hazeh, that didn't have kedushas haaretz mederais. Right?
Can you explain why it matters if it's kohen or not?
No, the Gemara is going to explain that. The Gemara is going to ask that question. But right now, you don't get hung up on the Kohen part. It's just the guy who's doing it, and this is what his defense is. Tosfos says in Dira Maschal Agiston, the third Tosfos, he doesn't like Rashi's first pshat. Be'er Kuntres Lashon Rishon, Sachar Ani B'socho V'Karka Shal Nachrihu. Rabbeisai, according to that first pshat in Rashi, I can go onto a Goyish field. I can even have a deal with the Goyish field that I'm renting the field from the Goy, and I can work it during Shemitah. Says Tosis, v'loy nehira, I think he's wrong. Damrinim begitin, because the Gemara says in Gittin daf samach beis, ein oidrin ema nachri b'shvias. You can't make such a deal with a goy in shvias, even if you technically are not the proper owners. If you're renting the field from a goy, you're not allowed to work the field. So that's therefore it's wrong. Al karcha nerika perish for acher shperish kodesh mishamar nona. Therefore it says Tosis, the only working pshat in the Gemara is what? Is arnona. Like the Gemara earlier. The Meiri and some of the Rishonim say that Rashi must have held that no, as long as you're not, but you are benefiting over here.
Why can't you just be working? As long as it's not your
property, but the Gemara in Gittin says Ein Odrin Manachri. So they say that Gemara of Ein Odrin Manachri is only a situation where what Zuk's saying, where you're a shutuf, where your mom is a partner. But if you're not a partner, so maybe it will be mutter. So that, like if that's the case, Rabosa, that's going to be a major, major machlokus between Rashi and Tosos, nafkamina, for a person who rents goyish property during the seventh year.
Can it be like the same deal as like owning a property with a goy and the business being open on Shabbos?
You are
like
not.
You can benefit from sales that are being done on Shabbos. You, so you have a partnership with a goy, and
you have to. Well, so okay, for that, it's not so simple. You have to really make a real sale of the store. It has to be public knowledge and clear, and people also, this is the big hesitation. A lot of people don't like it for this reason, and a lot of people are machmir about it. If, when people see that store, they know that's Max Harvey Steinberg's store, and you just happen to have a private deal, that you take your manager and you say, you could have the proceeds for the, that's not going to help with Meir signing. Because everyone knows that your store is open on Shabbos. That's a problem. And that's why a lot of times not. If you're telling me, no, I'm Zook, I'm a private owner, no one knows about it, no one knows that I'm even involved about it, I keep things quiet, they don't associate, they don't even know who the owner is, the guy is always the one who's in the store, he's running the show, they didn't even ask who the owner is, and I personally take care of the fact that I'm not an owner and I'm not getting any profits from Shabbos, then there's what to talk about. Then Rav Moshe has a few tshuvas about how to set up a shtar mechira for Shabbos.
So what do you do about, let's just say you invest in companies?
Companies is not necessarily considered really, really, really necessarily ownership in terms of having this problem. I'm talking about real bona fide stores that you're keeping open on Shabbos.
So is there a problem with like gardening, like a Jewish gardener doing Shemitah?
So Jewish gardening on Shemitah is definitely a problem. You are allowed to do things to your field during Shemitah in order not to be mafsid and lose.
On a goy's field, on a goy's field.
He's a gardener.
He's a gardener.
Like oh, he's hired as a gardener.
He's hired, that would,
no, that would not be the same thing as this. Because a gardener is not getting, is not at all deriving benefit from it. He's just doing work.
How do we know Cohen's not just doing it for the goy, like he hired him just to plow his field?
What?
Isn't that what Rashi's saying? Like the guy he's just doing it to, like he's working.
No, he's a sucker. He's a sucker. He's renting it.
But also he's gardener.
Yeah. Look at turn to the Tosa Rush in the back of the Ozra Hadar. Turn to Ardak.
But isn't gardening like, it's not really deriving benefit from the Shvius.
Right. No, so, I think gardening would be different.
So is that?
Now you have to be careful because we paskin la halacha that goyish fruits have kedusha. You have to be careful. That was the machlokes, if you remember correctly. If you look back in your notes in Prozvol, we pointed out the machlokes between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef, whether or not a goyish of fruits have kedusha shviyas. So that would be another. So Toisus Arush and Dimaraslo Agiston in Yisocha on Arda. Agiston in Yisocha. Kasha the Amrina Bani Zakin Daf Samach Beis and Gittin Ain Oijin and Magoy Beshviyas. How could Rashi that Venira Shechoychra Yeshakibul as Asad the Bekach Lekach Purim Lashana. Sharik de Lishalim Chachiruso, Kidisharino Leel Mishum Arnuna. Inami Aid the Gitten Commander Amr Inkinyan. Oh, then says the Tosfos Rosh, another answer. Rashi was saying that the Gemara in Gitten that says you can't rent the field and work on it was only going according to the Manda Amr that holds Ein Kinyan Lakum. But it's a Machloikis Tanoim, and if you hold Yesh Kinyan Lakum, so maybe it will be Mutter. So there are ways around Taisus Kasha, but Taisus thought that the Gemara in Samach Beis and Gittin was a Bam Kasha, and therefore the only viable Pshat in the Gemara would be based on what? Based on Arnuna. Good. So what's happening? So now they saw another guy. Sue, listen to this, Max Harvey. The story continues. Su chazilahu gavra, they saw another guy, to have a kosach bekarme. What was he doing? He was pruning a vineyard. You allowed to prune a vineyard on Shvius? No. Why?
Pruning is.
Pruning is cutting the leaves in order to make it grow further. So you're actually doing an act of cutting. But the Gemara says, for let's say Shabbos, a zomer is chayav mishum what? Zomer is chayav mishum what? Zomer is chayav mishum noteya. Gemara says to prune is a gevalda gevar, zmirus on Shabbos. I said this over last year that zmirus is singing. Zmira comes from the same root as zomer as pruning. The word is that when you sing Zmiris and your neshama comes out and is now being activated on Shabbos to get involved in the Kedushas of Shabbos, you're now pruning away all the physicality of the world, all the things on the tree that are not allowing it to grow, and now you're allowing it to be Noteya to grow. The Gemara says Zomer is Chayav Mishum Noteya for Zoreya, is for planting.
Zmiris is an Isser.
So Zmiris is an Isser, potentially. So the Gemara says, so they saw him being Zaymer. So the Gemara says, how could it be? So Rish Lakish says, aye, this guy's he's being chsach b'karmi. Amar lehu, koyin v'zomer. He says to them, you see, this koyin's being pruning. Amar le yachar lomar, he could say to him, la'akol beis habad ani tzarech. What could he say back to him? La'akol beis habad ani tzarech. Rashi, right? Basically, I'm not doing it in order to improve the tree. I need it for another purpose, right? Not to improve the tree. Okay? Yeah, I need the branches or whatever for another reason, and not for the tree. Amar Lahem, he said back to them, Halev Yodea im la'ako im la'alkalkolos. Only God knows what your true intentions are. Halev yodea, libo yodea, la'akol niskavin o la'kalkolos, or la'kalkolos, says Rashi, lavor aladas, or you're really just a guy who's just trying to pull shtick and not follow halacha and say, oh yeah, that was my kavana. Yeah, that was my kavana. Says Rish Lakish, God knows. God knows where your kavana, and he had a play on words. If it's la'akel, if it's with the branches, or it's la'akal kalos, or if it's just to be go against halacha. Rabbi Yisai, who cares what his intentions are? Rabbi Yisai, let's say I'm doing a malacha on Shabbos, and this clearly helps the psik rate. Bam kash, Max Harvey Steinberg. It's a psik ratio. Who cares if you're in a miskavin? If this is inevitable, it's a psik ratio. Who cares about your kavana? You're carrying a bench against the ground, and the ground is sandy ground, soft ground that's going to cross a ditch. So my kavana is to cross the other street to get at the other side. Who cares? It's a psik ratio. It's going to create a ditch.
If it's not your field, that's no problem. If I wash my hands on somebody else.
Number one, this was his field. Number two, it's not a problem, potentially, midaraisa. Midarabanan, we hold psik resha denol nichale is still awesome, midarabanan. You're passing like the aruch, which is one shita in Taisa Sandaf Kuf Gimel and Aleph in Shabbos, but we passing like the re against the aruch, that the re says a psik resha denol nichale, even though it's not on my field, it's still awesome, midarabanan. Okay? But it's a good ha'ara, what you're saying. But right now, that's not going to help us. That's very, very, very much nogeya in Hilchos Shabbos. Because psik resha de lo nichale, what Max Harvey is saying, if it's not your field, I don't really care about. That clearly brings it down from a level of deraisa to a level of derabanan. It's not going to be more than a derabanan if it's lo nichale. But it might not be tactically mutter. The Shita Zaharuch held that it was mutter, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Shita of the Ri, the Shita of the Balei Atosis, that even the Psik Resha Dolo Nichalei is no better than a Malach Shein Etzir Kalagufa, which is still an Issa Derabon. But bottom line for us, for Sugya and Sanhedrin, we get back to Psik Resha. This is my field. And I do want to do it because I want it. No, not if it's a Psik Resha. That's the Din. It's not a Psik Resha. So who asked this Kasha? Tosis. The kasha, the mikomakom mabachach. Who in the world cares? So what? Mikomakom mabachach hakerem. Practically, you're now making the vineyard better by the pool that you're doing, no matter what your intention was. Dachi amrinam perakla gadol. Just like we say in Hilchos Shabbos, hazoymer v'tzarech le'etzim, a person who prunes and he needs the wood that he's pruning. Is chayev mishum shtayim. He has two malachos that he's going to get chayev for. He has to bring two karbanos if he did it b'shoyge. Number one, mishum koitzer, because he needs the wood that he's taking. Umishum noiteya, and because he's planting. Hachanami lachayev mishum avoidus noiteya. Also over here, let him be chayev mishum shvius for avoidas noiteya. For the fact that he's planting, and it's inevitable that he's going to improve the tree. Says Tosis the following chiddush: Yesh loymar, you have to answer the avid lay that he's doing it ba'oisay inyan in a way devadai koshale the lekel lechayvo mishum noiteya kedamrin and gabi shabbos the shani gabi shabbos the meleches machsheves osr toira v'homis avda machshavta aval gabi shvius in lesor rak hecha de mashbia hakarka. I want to explain to you what the Tosis is explaining. Rabosai, this is a major machlokes between the Maharshal and the Maharshal. And I challenge you, Zuk, I challenge all of you to take a look in the back of the Rosh to the Maharshal and the Maharshal. Their famous machlokes on this Tosis, how to understand what Tosis meant. But I'm going to start you off with the opinion of the Maharshal to understand Tosis' answer. Tosis says, there's something fundamentally different, Sawalski, between Shvius and Shabbos. The Torah tells you Meleches Machsheves when it comes to Shvius. Usually the fact that you have Meleches Machsheves, and that now tells me that if I do a Melech in an indirect way, in a Shinoi, or without Kavana, usually that creates a leniency that I'm not going to be Chayav in Shabbos. Comes along the Maharshal and tells you Meleches Machsheves can also be a Chumrah. That can obligate you in areas of Shabbos above and beyond areas of other areas of halacha like Shvius. L'mashal, the following scenario, which is the case the Maharshal thinks in our Gemara. What's the case? Over here, I needed these wood chips, I needed these pieces of wood for whatever reason I needed, right? In totality, in terms of a profit, in terms of a broad stream, this is not the best way to go about taking care of my tree over here, and I'm benefiting less than I'm losing in terms of doing it in this way. But practically, on some level, is there some pruning and some growth that's being caused from the fact that I'm doing the action that I'm doing? The answer is yes. But if you would have had a business meeting and you would have thought, is this, at the broad stream, the best way to go about and have the best, you know, situation over here and most the profitable situation and most beneficial situation? The answer is absolutely no. So comes along the Maharshal and says, that's going to be the distinction between Shvius and Shabbos. On Shabbos, even though in the broader sense, this might have not been the most profitable situation, and what I would say in Hebrew to explain this situation, it's kilkulo yoser al tikuno. He's losing more than he's gaining. In terms of Hilchos Shabbos, as long as practically there is some productive outcome of my action, although it might be less profitable and that might be a good business strategy, Meleches Machsheves obligates you for that pu'ula, that action. And that is automatically a situation of noteya. If you plant it in any way or you caused any sort of growth, even though on the total scale it might have been less beneficial than beneficial, it doesn't matter because you did a pa'ula of noteya. But where is that, when, says the Maharshal, when it comes to Shvius, when the Torah never told me, Meleches Machsheves, that we don't look, is there anything in the world productive coming out of your action? Then we look things, not on a minutia level, but we look it on a broader level. Then we look at it as, is this planting? Is this Tikuno Yoser Mikukulo? And because this guy was La'akal Beis Chabad, and this was not the most beneficial way, and this is not the way that you should be noteya, so then guess what, Rabosei, says the Maharshal, in Pshat and Tosfos, that does not carry the definition of planting in Shvius, even though it does for Shabbos. Because in the world of Shvius, you have to look at the broader scale, and you have to get that it's more beneficial than deficient. And that's what the Maharshal takes out of our Gemara, and that's an unbelievable ramification of Hilchos Shabbos above and beyond the definition of planting in Hilchos Shvius based on our Gemara of La'akol Beis Chabad. So Rabbi Yisai, we have two major, major, major halachas that come out of our Gemara from Shvius. One is the notion of Kedushas Ha'aretz, Batla, Shitas Rashi, Heter Mechira, the Yesodos, the Beis Halevi's Kasha, coming out of our Gemara. And then we have this Maharshal that explains this Tosfos, that there's a fundamental distinction between Shvius and Shabbos in terms of the way you look at the outlook of planting because of the Pasuk Meleches Machsheves, that in usual stance, Meleches Machsheves is a kula and a leniency and a way to exempt a person from Shabbos, but in this situation, it's going to be a chumrah and it's going to obligate the person on Shabbos. Yashar Koyach Rabbi Yisai, that was Gevaldik, and Amir Tz Hashem, we will not continue next week because we will have off, but we will have Shir the last Sunday of the year if any of us are able to move after the Shabbaton.